As you may have noticed, we're on the air, and we'd like to thank all of you who've written in to us to wish us luck. People like Mr. Wallace Crevett of Reigate, and the Prime Minister, Mr. Edward Heath, from Number 10.
The opening today of the London Broadcasting Company's station marks a new departure in British broadcasting. It's the first station of the Independent Broadcasting Authority's local radio service, and the first all-news radio station in this country. I'm sure its 24-hour service of news, information and comment is going to be of immediate value to Londoners, and eventually it will be of use to listeners to other stations throughout the United Kingdom, who are going to receive a news service from this station. I'd like to wish the station, its staff and the IBA's local radio service every success.
And our thanks to the Prime Minister for finding time to record that birthday card. And equal thanks to the Leader of the Opposition, Mr. Harold Wilson, for his birthday message to LBC.
It is well known that the Labour Party have opposed the introduction of commercial broadcasting. But that in no way prevents me from offering my best wishes to the Independent Broadcasting News Service. Independent television news has rightly earned a reputation for its thoroughness, for its impartiality, and for the great service it gives to the nation. I have every confidence that the same will prove to be true from the outset with the Independent News Service, which is now to be provided for radio. I'm particularly confident in that prediction because of the wise choice an editor who I know will regard this as a job requiring dedication and whose past record in journalism has shown his high degree of integrity, impartiality, and a desire to serve the public.
Mr. Harold Wilson and Mr. Jeremy Thorpe, the Liberal Party leader, has been good enough to send us a card.
May I send my best wishes to London Broadcasting as you start transmissions. Every additional outlet for news, current affairs and information is another window on the world. As one who believes in genuine competition, your advent to the world of broadcasting is a very healthy development. And I hope that your station and its staff will have a long, happy and successful career to the benefit of all your listeners.